AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Justice Department has fired Maureen Comey, a prosecutor who worked in the federal cases against Jeffrey Epstein and Sean Diddy Combs. Two people familiar with the matter told the Associated Press today. There was no specific reason given for why she was fired from the U.S. Attorney's office in the Southern District of New York. Comey is the daughter of ex-FBI Director James Comey. Officials have downgraded a tsunami warning for residents in Alaska's southern coast. A 7.3 magnitude earthquake earlier in the day had triggered the alert. There were no immediate reports of significant damage. And AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on another potential change at airport security checkpoints.
There could be another big change coming at airport security checkpoints. Last week,
TSA will no longer require travelers to remove their shoes when they go through our security checkpoints.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the next big one may be about liquids, suggesting possible changes to the amount travelers can have in carry-on bags. During a conference hosted by The Hill, Noem did not give any details about the changes or how fast travelers may see them. For now, they're allowed to carry on 3.4 ounces or less per item. That's a policy put in place after a 2006 plot to use liquid explosives in carry-ons to blow up planes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump's request to cancel about $9 billion in foreign aid and public broadcasting spending is nearing a vote in the Senate. The measure contains Trump's efforts targeting the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which includes PBS and NPR, and would also roll back some of the humanitarian and economic aid the U.S. provides to other countries. This is AP News. AP's Maria Cheng reports on 8 healthy babies born thanks to an experimental technique.
International scientists published research showing that an experimental technique of using DNA from 3 people can help mothers avoid passing on devastating genetic diseases to their children. Researchers had previously announced in 2023 that the first babies in Britain had been born using this technique. On Wednesday, scientists published 2 papers in the New England Journal of Medicine showing that this technique resulted in the birth of 8 healthy babies who showed no sign of mitochondrial diseases. It's a technique where scientists swap out the damaged mitochondria, or power sources in a cell, for healthy mitochondria from a donated egg. The method uses DNA from 3 people and required a 2017 law change to approve it. Experts said the babies will still need to be monitored in the long term. In the UK, every couple that undergoes this procedure must be approved by the country's fertility regulator.
AP News.
Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.